Lori Prox is here with a couple actors that will be in town next Wednesday for a big show. So welcome to the airwaves. We've got Grace Farney and Shane Mitchell, and you're going to be performing Twice Upon a Christmas Show. It sounds really great, and it is going to be 7 p.m. Wednesday night at the Valdez Civic Center. We want to get some details about the show. So I guess first, Grace, can you tell us a little bit about the first act? Laura Ingalls, I'm old enough to know who she is, but some folks may not know. And I'm guessing you sound a little bit younger. So tell me about your first, what, for folks who don't know, about Laura Ingalls Wilder. And then if you just came to know her through the show, how did you learn about it? And I kind of want the young perspective on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I am super excited to bring this show down to Valdez. I have had the incredible opportunity to get to perform this for a couple years running now, and super excited to take it on the road. I guess let's dive into the background. So Laura Ingalls was a pioneer girl, is sort of how she describes herself, in the late 1800s, so kind of the Victorian era, which actually happens to also overlap with what we would consider like the American cowboy era. And her family, they moved around a lot. So she was born in the Big Woods of Wisconsin, and then they would travel in a covered wagon once every couple of years and just completely reestablish themselves and start over. So they went out to Kansas, they went to Minnesota, they went to the Dakota Territory, so what would now be North and South Dakota. And they eventually kind of established themselves there. But while she was growing up, she was constantly on the move. And so because of that, she established a very close relationship with her family, since she didn't really have a lot of time to establish those relationships where she was living.
No cell phones back then, right?
No, definitely not. But then when she grew up, she became an author, and she wrote a series of novels, but they're based on her life and the people that she met throughout her travels. And they've become beloved classics by so many people. I actually have my grandmother's original copies that she had of the books when she was a kid in my room. And unfortunately, I never read them when I was younger. But when COVID hit in 2020, we still wanted to do theater here in Anchorage just to give people something to get themselves in the Christmas spirit. And we said, well, we have this one-woman play based on the works of Laura Ingalls Wilder, so let's do that. And so I assigned myself the task of reading her entire collection, and it was so wonderful. The books are just, they're really powerful. They have sort of a fairy tale-like quality, but they also address some really challenging issues that she was going through throughout her life. And so they were really moving to me, and I just feel so lucky to get to represent her on stage. It's been such a fun ride, and I'm really excited to get to do it again.
Yeah, it's pretty timeless.
It really is. I feel like the lessons absolutely still apply today. And while they can be so simple at times, they're so important and things that we often forget nowadays with how complicated our lives have gotten.
Well, and Grace, what did you have to do to adapt this to the stage? Because I imagine you're not covering all of the content of all of the books. You know, how long is what you're doing, and how did you get, you know, how did you choose what to draw from the books?
Yeah, well, so I was sort of handed the piece already completed, but Wayne Mitchell, who happens to be my stepdad, he is the playwright as well as our director, and he started working on this piece, oh gosh, probably before I was born, I think, or when I was very little, before he and my mom were married. And so he was going through all of the novels and pulling the Christmas stories from the various books and creating sort of a wraparound to help connect those all together. And then, for whatever reasons, the play didn't get produced for quite a while. It was produced in 2010 by another very talented actress. Her name's Morgan. But then, you know, we decided to revisit it, like I said, with the when COVID hit, because it was a perfect small cast. And as we've been doing that, we have really been adding on to what he had originally put into the script. We've added a lot more music, made it so that the fiddle and the storyteller are more in dialogue with each other, and that's been a really fun experience to be a part of.
It's getting me excited because it's Christmas, and it's a really unique way to maybe ring in the holidays with story and song. I think the idea of just marrying that sounds so quaint and so amazing. And your show Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at the Civic Center is $5 to get in the door. And it's very family friendly from what I understand.
Yes, absolutely. It'll be great for all ages. I think the stories are something that kids will enjoy and be entertained by, and then parents will equally be just as touched, and it'll be very sentimental for the older generation as well.
And then, Grace, how long is the first act of the show, which is the Laura Ingalls Wilder part?
It's about an hour.
All right, wow. And then we will roll into Act 2, and it is Wonderful Workshop, a Yuletide Music Guide. And Shane, you will be the world's most beloved toy maker. And
yes, we don't come right out and say what his name is, but you can guess.
Yes. So I want to hear, I guess you talk a lot about the origin of Christmas songs, right, in this, which we kind of delved into that. Heidi Frank, you know, she likes to look up these obscure facts, and then I know we've done a Christmas show. It's been many, many years, but I remember thinking I had no idea what we were singing about. So that's really going to be a lot of fun, I think. And I have Alzheimer's, I think, half the time, so I will have forgotten anything that I learned, but I'm sure I'll learn more new things. But is that the main component of the show, like through song? You'll be going through Christmas songs?
Yes, it's such a charming piece. Oh my goodness. The thrust of the story is that the toy maker is making the perfect present for his wife, but they have been together for so many years, he struggles to know what the perfect present for the perfect woman is, but has decided on a music box. So he's come to his shop to see if the spirit of Christmas will talk to him and tell him what the perfect song is to go in the music box.
Oh, awesome.
And so he sits there and thinks and talks to the audience and talks to the musician who's on stage with him and goes through the origin of 9 Christmas songs. Some of them are the very oldest songs in the tradition of Christmas, and some of them are, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the brand new ones. And like Grace's, you know, people often will say family friendly. This is something that when we produced this show here in Anchorage, that grandfathers and grandchildren look at with the same amount of awe. It's really wonderful.
Well, and for folks who don't know or are not familiar with you or TBA Theater, I happen to be, because my kids have benefited from your 2-week music camps that happen in the summer. So I know, I'm hoping we see a lot of TBA kids out. The Gilson Middle School just put on a production of Shrek, the musical.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. So I know that those kids are just coming off the high of doing a live performance on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. So I know that I think you'll have a lot of kids that are really jazzed about theater and then adding the music part. They did a musical. So I'm hoping all those kids come. And I know you're doing some presentations at the schools, right, when you come on Wednesday?
We are. You know, we have such a love for Valdez and that community there and all of its people. In addition to the summer camp that you mentioned, we always take part in the theater conference, sending readers and sending plays. And we've been in the schools at Valdez before. Just love the people and love that community. So as I understand it, Grace will be visiting with the high school, and I will be visiting with the high school and middle school, and I'll be visiting with the elementary school.
Awesome.
Kind of talking about our show. And one of the things that's exciting about it, for those who tune in a little later in the week, is when Grace and I are live in your studio, we're going to have a trivia competition that you can win some free tickets, and we'll be leaking some of those answers to those school-aged kids.
That is so awesome, because You will be in the studio here at KVAK at 4 o'clock. So people, mark your calendars for 4 o'clock on Wednesday and tune in to 1230 AM or 93.3 FM or download the KVAK radio app and listen there. Wherever you listen, we don't care. KVAK, you can listen on our website. And get your phone ready, though, because we will take callers. And I got the go-ahead. We're giving away some tickets to the show. But it's just going to be a good time. And we talked about this and encouraged you guys to be in character. Totally not in character. Ryan Buhne is somewhere behind the scenes helping with a lot of these projects. And we kind of, you mentioned that he could yodel on the show, which has nothing to do with anything, but we, you know, that might be a part of it. You never know what's going to happen when you're doing live radio. So
yes, Ryan maintains he will not be yodeling on the show, but we'll see.
All right.
I seriously, Grace and I have been performing this show in tandem for a while, and even having seen her show so many times, I'll still watch it from the wings and get teary-eyed. There's something so beautiful. It's told from the perspective of Laura Ingalls, and she's in a one-room schoolhouse, and she worries that she's been forgotten for Christmas, that nobody will come and bring her home. And she remembers all of the Christmas stories of when she was growing up. And I grew up very rural, so to listen to those stories is so beautiful, and I get teary-eyed, and then I've only got intermission to pull myself together before I do my show.
Yeah, will you make people teary-eyed?
I think so.
Yes, absolutely, he will.
He will? Okay.
Some of the stories are very joyful, but some of them grew out of tragedy, you know? And I think that's important to remember, that at Christmas time, there are people who are struggling. And maybe they feel an obligation to feel a joy that just isn't there because of tragedies that have happened in their life or disappointments or loneliness. And that Christmas can be a struggle for people. And this show speaks to that, that how Christmas music can help lift you out of that. So whether or not you're a person who just loves Christmas and starts, you know, singing Christmas songs the day after Thanksgiving, or you're a person who's kind of struggling to find the spirit, this show will touch you. And I think you'll see yourself in it. You'll remember your childhood or songs and stories your parents told. Things that you told to your children who are now grown, or being a child, you go, oh, I didn't know that's where the story of Here Comes Santa Claus.
Well, I'm hoping a lot of kids come, because I think sometimes the art of storytelling is not, you know, is not as prevalent as it should be. So I think seeing a child maybe come out to the show and get a piece of that is a really exciting thing. So encourage people listening to this interview to come out Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, Civic Center, just $5, and get in the Christmas spirit, bring your kids, bring grandma, you know, whoever, if she didn't get run over by a reindeer.
and we're after the show, Grace and I will come out to the lobby and meet the audience and chat with them and, you know, share more Christmas memories. And we look forward to meeting everybody, seeing all of our dear friends in Valdez.
All right. This is exciting. I think this is, you know, I'm like one of those people that I just wrapped a present last night and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, like, so this, I'm looking forward to kind of a little push to get into the Christmas spirit. And I have a feeling I'm going to feel so much better walking out the door on Wednesday night. And that is something I want to thank the Valdez Arts Council for, because there's never been a Valdez Arts Council show that I don't feel great walking out the door from. And they're all volunteers. And I think it was Mo Radatich that saw your show and said it was amazing and reached out to you guys, right?
It was a delight. Last year, most of the members of the Arts Council were just coming through Anchorage and caught the show just by chance and said, you know, this show is so compact and so beautiful and speaks to everybody. What would you think about bringing it to Valdez? And of course, Grace and I, who love Valdez, went, heck yeah, let's make this happen.
I think we were literally at our cast party on our final show, and our director, Wayne, brought up the idea, and all four of us looked at each other and were like, well, of course, we have to.
Yeah, well, we're sure glad that you're coming, and we're sure appreciative to the Arts Council and all of their volunteer members who bring this show. And we're super bonus. We get to have you in the studio and not only talk a little bit more about the show, but do some trivia and give away tickets Wednesday at 4. So mark your calendars Wednesday at 4. You want to tune in to 93.3 FM, 1230 AM, or KVAK app, wherever you listen to KVAK. And then 7 o'clock is the Valdez Civic Center, just $5 at the door. Bring the whole family and experience Twice Upon a Christmas Show. It's going to be amazing. And we thank you for coming down, and hopefully the weather, I don't know, what's it doing in Anchorage? Is it raining up? It's raining up there too, right?
It's foggy.
Ah.
It's a little chilly and a little foggy today.
All right. Well, a good time, whether it's good weather or bad weather, or, you know, everybody has a different interpretation.
Well,
inside the Civic Center, it's going
to
be
that beautiful drive and
amazing
all the way.
Yeah, it'll be amazing inside the Civic Center. And thanks a lot for coming down. And encourage everybody out there to come and enjoy the show and pick up a little holiday spirit. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Oh, thanks for having us. We'll see you on Wednesday. And until then, happy holidays.
Yep, see you soon.